Every Sunday, early in the morning, my grandmother would sit at the lower level of the house, dressed in her traditional clothing. She only had one fancy traditional dress to wear. And every Sunday, or whenever she has to go to a wedding, or whenever those solemn occasions, she would wear that one special dress. But we were so poor that we didn't have different fancy dress. So we know that when she wear that dress, it means a lot. And it is a special occasion. And every Sunday, she would wake up so early. And she get dressed and wait for us downstairs. And of course, she began to call out, "Kids, get ready for church." And I was still waking up. And I didn't want to wake up. And then she would call again, "Get ready for church, we're going to be late." And she's very on time, because remember the story of the past where I told you that even though we had little money, but she would hire a guy who ride the tricycle to come and pick us up, and he was very on time as well. So she wakes us up, and she makes sure that we all get dressed. And even though she was blind, she patted me down from my face down to my side, make sure that I properly get dressed for church. She wanted to make sure that we dress our best to see the Lord. And the same thing to my grandfather. He only had one pair of nice pants and also a white long sleeve shirt and a tie that we all know that is his special dress. But they all dressed up, and we all dressed up nicely for church on Sunday. Why? Why was that important for them? There is a proverb in Vietnamese. Let me try to translate it. Ang cho sạch, cắt cho thơm, meaning, even though we're poor, we eat in a very clean and dignified way, and our dress shows that we have respect. So what did that proverb mean? Even though we have little, we still have our dignity, and our dress should reflect our dignity, our all. So they dress very nice, first of all, to the Lord. And I always remember my grandmother, when we get to the church, the first thing that she asked us children to do is to lead her to the Marian Garden at church. And what she did there is that she just stand there for about 5 to 10 minutes. And she say her personal prayer to the Blessed Mother. And she would pray for our family. And then afterward, I hated that time because I would have to sit there and take her to church because she couldn't see by herself. But that's what her routine. Dress nicely for God. Come visit the Blessed Mother, and she would to make sure that we're always on our best behavior. She instilled that within me. And that's why I try, every time I dress for church, I always remember what she taught me, what my grandpa had instilled within our heart. And my grandfather also had a great devotion to the Blessed Mother too. So beginning from the month of May to October, he would walk to a church that is called Our Lady of Fatima, which is about 45 minutes walk from where we live out to the city from May to October, so that he would do the five first Saturday devotion to the Blessed Mother. And when I'm free, he told me to walk with him. And the incentive that he told me to do it, that I'll buy you a nice lunch afterward. So I said, "Oh, free lunch, free food." So I would go. And then I always end up eating more than what he would have spent if he take public transportation. But, you know, thinking back, both my grandmother and my grandfather put within me, deep within my heart, that even though we have little, we still can give the Lord our everything. And that is what's important. And that's what St. Paul said clearly today. I know how to live in humble circumstances. I also know how to live in abundance. But in every circumstance and in all things, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and of being need. But he ended by saying, my God will fully supply whatever you need in accord to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Therefore, to our God and Father, glory forever and ever. Do we truly believe that the Lord provides for us yet or not? And even in the little that we have, are we giving him our best or are we giving him our leftover? Are we giving the Lord our best or are we giving him our leftover? And that is the hard question that we have to ask ourselves. Many times I will tell you, many times I have given the Lord my leftover. Especially when I come home at night and I get so tired that I sometimes forget to do my night prayer. And I just said, Lord, I'm too tired. You know what I'm trying to say, whatever, yeah, you know? And then I just go to sleep. And I'm guilty of that. And I think all of us are guilty in some way of that. We are so busy with other things that we haven't given God our first, our everything. We tend to give God our leftover. And if we continue to give someone our leftover, do they truly feel appreciated and loved yet or not? We have to give God our best. And that is why today, that's what it means. The Lord calls all of us here to attend the wedding feast of his son, the banquet of his body and blood for us. Are we giving God our best? I'm not talking about dressing nice so that we can look around and say, ooh, I look better than you. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that deep inside, are we well prepared? And are we dressing our soul nicely, huh, and wholeheartedly so that when we come to the banquet feast of the Lord, we give the Lord our best yet or not? Or are we giving him our leftover? My brothers and sisters, it is hard. And our society is making us more busy each and every day, isn't it? More things to do. And it seems like, I don't know about you, my to-do list is getting longer and longer and longer every week. And it seems toward the time where I say, excuse my language, screw this. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm tired. But, you know, that's why we have to continually reprioritize ourselves so that God is first, that we give him our everything. Let's go back to that analogy of dressing our best, not only on the outside, but on the inside. If the governor or someone who is important ask us out for dinner, do we dress sloppy or do we dress our best? If we're going out on a date with someone, do we give that person our everything or do we become flaky and think, whatever? We would give our best, right? And imagine the King of the universe is inviting us to the banquet, to the wedding feast, to where he's not only buying us dinner, he's giving us himself to feed us. And what are we giving him? Are we giving him our best, our everything, or are we giving him our leftover? Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I challenge you as I challenge myself first, that in whatever we have to truly believe that the Lord will supply whatever we need. Whatever we need. St. Paul said, not what we want. Whatever we need in accord with his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Is our soul filled with God's richness and generosity so that we can give ourselves to other people genuinely and enjoy? Are we letting ourselves be resentful and bitter because we're overworked and burned out? Nobody wants to be around a person that is bitter, resentful, and always criticize or only give the worst of ourselves to others. They want our genuineness, who we are, as we give them ourselves wholeheartedly and with generosity. Therefore, we're called to reflect God's generosity and His riches by the way that we interact with other people, by what we say, by how we live our lives. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what we have. It doesn't matter what we have. It matters what we possess deep from within. And I hope and I challenge you, we give to God and to one another the best of ourselves so that God is glorified and given the top priority, and our brothers and sisters as well are not getting the leftover, but the best of what we have, the love that we possess for God.